The fatal police shooting of a black man brought out protesters this weekend in a suburb of Birmingham, Alabama.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
The shootings happened Thanksgiving night at a busy mall filled with holiday shoppers. Police initially said the man they killed was the gunman who had shot two other people and was seen fleeing. But the next day, authorities retracted that statement. We're joined now by Gigi Duban of member station WBHM in Birmingham. Gigi, thanks for being here.
Hi, Sasha.
So what do we know about this incident?
Well, this started at a busy mall called the River Chase Galleria. It's in the suburb of Hoover, which is about 10 miles south of Birmingham. It was Thanksgiving night, so you can imagine there were lots of shoppers there who would come out for their early Black Friday deals. And at some point just before 10 p.m., there was a fight that broke out between several people. Shots were fired and people started to scream and run away. Some people hid in stores. It was chaotic. Now, officers from the Hoover Police Department were already at the mall. They normally beef up police presence during the holidays just to control traffic and also to deter crime. After the shots rang out, one officer ran toward the shooting and saw a black man fleeing with a handgun. The officer shot and killed him. So that night, they said, the man they shot, later identified as 21-year-old Emantic Fitzgerald Bradford Jr., was the gunman. But the next day, they said they were wrong, that he probably didn't pull the trigger, and the actual gunman is still on the loose.
And did they say how they think they made that mistake?
They haven't. They haven't yet said why they've changed their story. The investigation's been moved from the Hoover Police Department to the local sheriff's department, and now it's with the state's top law enforcement agency. And we haven't heard much from law enforcement about the investigation. There were a lot of witnesses, though, presumably video of the altercation and the shooting.
According to reports we've seen, police claim that Mr. Bradford, the 21-year-old man who was shot, quote, may have been involved in some aspect of the incident. Is there any independent evidence of that?
We still don't know exactly what happened that night and how many other people potentially could be involved. They said that at least one shooter is still at large. There could potentially have been more shots fired at a different time. There is still a lot of questions around exactly what happened.
We mentioned the protests over this. Clearly, people very upset. What has overall community reaction been like?
Well, as you might imagine, there's been a lot of frustration and anger. This is seen as just another instance of a black man being shot and killed wrongly by police. The man who died had been in the Army briefly. His father works at a jail for the Birmingham Police Department. And when the shooting began, several shoppers pulled out their own guns and started running. We know that Bradford was among them when police rushed the scene. There was a protest at the mall yesterday where there appeared to be at least 100 people there who voiced their anger and demanded transparency in the investigation.
And what is the next step in terms of how they continue to look into this?
Well, the family has hired civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump. He's the attorney who has represented families of several high-profile killings of black men at the hands of police and others, including Trayvon Martin in Florida, Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, Tamir Rice in Cleveland. Crump is in Birmingham now, and he and the family plan a press conference later this morning.
Gigi Duban. Gigi.
Just at this point, there's still lots of unrest in the black community about what happened.
Thank you for that. That's Gigi Duban. She's with member station WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama.